Apple CEO Tim Cook once said this about the company's legacy.
What was Apple's greatest contribution to mankind? It will be about health.
But the health effort may have stalled. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. For a while there, back in 2018, it seemed like Apple was really going to upend the health industry. The company announced an app that could monitor your heart rate and detect irregularities. It was bringing your medical records to your iPhone. It even launched its own healthcare clinics for employees and families, which people saw as a trial balloon for understanding the industry. But this week, CNBC's Christina Farr reported that several people have left the Apple Health division. We called her up for Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. She told us the employees were frustrated over the company's lack of organization and ambition.
So there's definitely been some tension internally about, you know, whether to focus on those sicker patients who are definitely more costly to the system, or just to build kind of more of these sort of wellness tools for the everyday user who may or may not kind of deeply care or even need these products. And when you have seen them say, you know, let's go in the medical direction, I think there's also been tension about how they roll out those products, because it may not make sense to have a splashy Apple launch, just like they do with any other tool or feature, for a product that is more medical in scope, that typically you see in the medical space, much more focused and targeted launches that include a lot of clinicians and a lot of transparency. And that just really isn't natural to Apple.
Right. And isn't it fair to say it shouldn't be too much of a surprise that Apple wouldn't necessarily pivot hard in the direction of really overhauling the healthcare system, since, you know, I mean, you could really argue that its primary focus is to create features and or services that sell hardware. That's how it makes its money.
Absolutely. And some employees recognize that. And perhaps those are the employees that, you know, remain happy at the company and are thriving there. But if you're a company like Apple, you're one of the largest, if not the largest company in the world right now. And there are people who are very ambitious, who want to do something more. Many of these people either had a medical background or they joined Apple Health because they had a personal passion for the space. Maybe it was their own brush with the healthcare system or a loved one. And they want to do something more. And so for those people, I can imagine it being difficult.
Well, and Apple is not the only company who has sort of tried to come at the healthcare industry in some way. And yet, it feels like a lot of those efforts have stalled. I wonder, do you think the tech industry runs into the health industry and goes, wow, this is way harder than we thought?
Yes. And the cultures between these two sorts of industries are so different. In medicine, you know, the biggest idea that sort of everybody believes in is that we should do no harm, which is really kind of a risk-averse and slightly conservative philosophy. In tech, it's all about, you know, moving fast and breaking things. And these two visions for how to move forward don't necessarily work when they're pushed together.
Christina Farr is a health and tech reporter for CNBC. And now for some related links. We, of course, have a link to Christina's piece about the Apple departures over at marketplacetech.org. As for other big tech companies, representatives from Amazon, Alphabet, Apple, and Microsoft met with big healthcare providers in DC last month. A Yahoo story about those meetings has a nice roundup of the efforts by the four companies in the healthcare space. And it notes that Microsoft and Alphabet specifically are all about using artificial intelligence for future healthcare developments, whether it's disease detection or reducing costs with better healthcare records keeping. However, on Wednesday, the co-founder of Google's AI lab called DeepMind was apparently placed on leave over some controversial projects. One of those controversies came in 2017. A hospital in London was working with DeepMind on a project to help doctors diagnose patients who might be at risk of kidney problems. But you know how AI requires a lot of data, and the hospital was accused of illegally sharing 1.6 million patient records with DeepMind. And a little plug here, over at Wired.com, I've got a column this week about that exact problem. AI and machine learning need a lot of data to do things that can literally save lives. But we're a little sketchy about handing it over these days because of, well, stories like that one. Matt Purdy and Stephanie Hughes produce Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Sarah Bruguer and Robin Edgar engineer the show. I'm Molly Wood. Have a great weekend, everyone. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.